88.7 in Houston. I'm Alexandra Hart. Houston City Council members could soon vote on buying a vacant building on the city's east end that would be used as a major resource hub for people experiencing homelessness. City leaders did a walkthrough of the building today. As News 88.7's Sarah Gruno reports, the new facility would include psychiatric services and substance abuse programs.
Houston Mayor John Whitmire says the city will also work to provide resources to people being released from the Harris County Jail. The facility will be located about a mile away from the jail.
Harris County, quit releasing your inmates at midnight. I've been raising hell about that for years. You go over there at 12 o'clock on San Jacinto, the garage door's lifted. Some families there to pick up their loved ones. Many are not, with no resources, not a dollar. And nowhere to go.
City council members are expected to vote on the $16 million purchase of the facility on Wednesday. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
From October through May, the number of flu-related illnesses and burdens rises significantly. According to the Texas Health and Human Services Department, nearly 1,000 Texans, including those in Houston, died from the respiratory illness this past flu season. Dr. Linda Yancey is an infectious disease specialist at Memorial Hermann. She stresses the importance of people getting the flu shot.
People do not take influenza seriously enough. Most of the time, yeah, it's mild, but some of the time it's very serious.
Yancey spoke with Hello Houston today. To get the annual flu vaccine, schedule a flu shot appointment at a local pharmacy, doctor's office, or urgent care clinic. As the federal government shutdown continues, at the center of the debate is whether to keep enhanced premium tax credits for people enrolled in the Affordable Care Act. Those credits are set to expire at the end of the year. If they do, health insurance costs could more than double for millions of Texans. If you're currently enrolled in the ACA, Houston Public Media wants to hear from you. Share your thoughts or send us a voice memo at houstonpublicmedia.org/ACA. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.